When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a big old Thursday, WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz here with you. Ike, how are we feeling?
Oh, Spike Lee, I'm doing pretty good, brother. Jackie Baseball. Don't worry, we still got time. Free agency doesn't heat up for a while.
There's no hot stove.
Yeah, there's no hot stove. But holla at your boy.
We're keeping the stove hot all off season.
What is the temperature outside?
Yeah.
Only thing I care about today?
Yeah.
We got a fire tortorella.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
get that bum out of here.
Well, so we normally don't do 2 Flyers. We are the official Flyer show on WIP in the city. We don't usually do 2 Flyers and 50s in a week, certainly not in consecutive days. But Tortorella benching our guy Michkov when they're trying to rebuild. So we're going to have an emergency Flyers and 50 at 3:30. We're actually going to let you, we'll let them vote on Twitter. We were thinking about giving Broads 10 extra seconds today. He's currently at 42 seconds. It's Flyers and 50. So we'll let you vote on Twitter how many seconds Broads is going to get. But I am told, Jack, Broads is pretty hot about this Tortorella Michkov thing, right?
Yeah, multiple emergency videos I've seen from him. He's on fire.
It's going to be good. So we have a big show. Tyrese Maxey's out for a few weeks. Shield Kapadia joins us at 3. Mike Lombardi joins us at 4. We'll have a Sacrifice for Soto update. Some really infuriating J.J. Redick audio. But I made the mistake. I sound like my father now. I made the mistake of listening to WIP earlier today. Yes, it was a huge mistake. And I heard 2 things that really got me going. First, Angelo was on with the morning show saying how Nick Sirianni is going to cost them the chance to win
Angelo
the Super Bowl.
Angelo Castaldi.
Yep. And then I hear Giglio doing the same thing. Nick Sirianni is going to cost him. Here is my message to Nick Sirianni. And I want to make this abundantly clear. Nick Sirianni should continue to do what has worked for the organization since 2017, and that is be aggressive. Double down on the things that everyone is telling you not to do, because I'm gonna remind you in a minute of what everyone was telling you a couple of years ago. When you think it is appropriate, Nick Sirianni, when the numbers tell you so, go for it on 4th down. When you think it is appropriate, Nick Sirianni, when you have the ball at the 1-yard line for a 2-point conversion, I want you to go for 2. I don't want the Eagles. I don't want Nick Sirianni to change what they're doing and how they do things because in one game, it didn't work the way that they wanted it to. This is how they went to the Super Bowl in 2017. We all remember Big Balls Doug. We all remember the Philly Special. We all remember all that stuff, and we loved it. This is how they went to the Super Bowl in 2022. We all loved going for it on 4th down. We all loved the tush push, getting extra 2-point conversions. And here's the thing that I want to remind you of, Nick Sirianni, if you are listening. If we're being honest, the last criticism of this came after the Super Bowl in the 2022 season when he didn't do those things. Mm-hmm. Remember, you didn't win the Super Bowl in part because you didn't do those things. And the frustration afterwards was, why wasn't he aggressive like he was all season? So I think there are a couple of times this season where Nick Sirianni has heard the fans and the media say certain things and actually has taken it to heart in the right way. But if he takes this to heart, if he takes football strategy to heart, if he takes the organizational ethos of going for it, of listening to the numbers, it will not work the way that it has worked before. Continue to do. I want Nick Sirianni to double down on the strategy they have had and has worked for them for the last 7 years, Ike.
Yeah. I think for the most part, I agree with you. It has been successful for them. I just want him to be able to tweak it a little bit. I think there has to be a feel that is also implemented in your decision making. It can't just be paint by the numbers. And that's what it sort of feels like. And then it gets to a point where the game is on the line or it's tight late and there's difficult decisions to be made. And then you don't necessarily paint by numbers then. Then all of a sudden your gut feeling wants to come involved. And now you're thinking about, well, if I don't get it, then we're probably going to, like, you're having much more of that as a thought process versus I'm aggressive, this is what I do, and I'm going with no regrets. I think there are some regrets. There is a nice – Nick Sirianni is a football man.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I like about him. Grew up, father, coach, his brother has been involved in football. He played himself. So he there is a natural instinct of being just a football coach and understanding the feeling of the game that's there that I think he struggles with at times going against what the numbers say he should do. The analytics say he should do. This is what there is a tug of war. There's a little bit of that there. There's a little bit of that there. And I think he has to have more conviction when it's a gut feeling. I don't mind being aggressive at times. But I think sometimes being aggressive just for the sake of being aggressive isn't always good. Right? Like, there's a time to be aggressive when you're trying to put a team away, right? Or you're trying to come back. But when you, to me, for instance, and we talked about this Monday, the 16 to 17, 18 is unnecessary. It was unnecessary. For me, up 22, nothing. It's unnecessary to go for two. For me, I'm never going to change my mind about that.
I got it.
When you have a chance to make it a two-score game and go up 25-16, kick the field goal. I don't care that it's 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2, and this is what the analytics say you should do. Because the downside of that is you don't get it, and now you left it a one-possession game that you could easily be trailing if the team goes down and scores. It's unnecessary. And I feel like there are times to do it, and there are times where you just got to do what is right there in front of you. Keep it simple. Guys like Mike Tomlin, I never see get cute. He doesn't have the most talented roster every year, doesn't have an elite quarterback. I don't think he's had an elite quarterback, unless we put Big Ben in that category because he won Super Bowls. I don't really know if everybody really viewed Big Ben in the same category with all the Aaron Rodgers and the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's, right? Like,
he's elite in his way,
yes,
whatever it is. Because
he won.
Because he won, right?
Because
right,
he
right,
won.
Right. When you look at the numbers, especially in the first Super Bowl, they were bad for Roethlisberger.
So yep. I look at guys like Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing record, and usually gets more out of his teams. His teams rarely underperform. They usually overachieve. And he doesn't play cute football. He doesn't do a whole lot of gambling and going for like, he doesn't do a whole lot of that. So all I'm saying is, I'm not telling you that there isn't a place for it. I think sometimes we put ourselves in a difficult position by not just doing the easy thing, the simple thing.
215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni and the Eagles double down on their strategy of being aggressive or start to play it a little more safe and take the points while they're there? And Jack, before I go to your annoying point, which I know is going to be annoying, I want to make one comment on the don't always do it strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get into trouble. Because that's when you start second-guessing yourself. In my opinion, that when you start saying, I do it all the time except for this time, that's when the numbers stop working. When you say this is, you know, I have a 70% better chance of doing it this way than that way, but it doesn't feel right. That's when the numbers stop working. And to me, that's the biggest mistake that Nick Sirianni made on Sunday, was when he did, I thought kicking that field goal at the end of the game was this weird play it safe moment. I'm talking about the 57-yard Jake Elliott field goal. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, go put your foot on their throat. Now, I don't know what the numbers said at that point, and I don't know if he strayed from it at that point or he didn't. But my position on, and I'm not, I don't want to make it sound like I'm purely an analytics guy. I'm not. But this
too late, by the way.
Well, I'm not. But this sort of stuff, when the numbers say this is a more efficient play than this is, you have to, I hate to quote OG Wade, but you have to do it all the time for it to work. Now, I think there are situations where, hey, look, this guy hurt himself and we're not as strong in this position as we normally are. I think there are mitigating circumstances in that. But when you say it's risky to go for two, what if you don't get it? I say to myself, it's risky to go for one because we could have had two there. And I just think about it the complete opposite way.
That's fine.
That when we kick the three, this is the way my brain is operating. Mm-hmm. When we kick the three, I'm saying to myself, we missed out on 4 points there. That's the way that I'm thinking
about it. That's because you're an analytics guy. You want to say you're not. Only analytics people would think that way, because just natural, just football people are going to be like, we got 3 points.
But
they're not saying we missed out on 4 points. That's not what they're saying.
But I do think, and I don't want to get too deep into this, I do think people's brains assess risk in the wrong way sometimes. They say if I do this, what bad could happen? They only think of the bad that could happen instead of the good that could happen.
Or you weigh the bad versus the good.
But I think that's what the numbers do in this sense. The numbers are weighing the bad and the good, and it's taking our emotion out of it.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Jacksonville scores a touchdown and the Eagles lose.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same feeling about everything?
Yes.
Nah.
I do. Because I could turn that around on you, right?
Here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you. That's because you have firmly planted your feet there.
Sure.
But what do you think the
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Majority of this fan base would feel, even the ones that are okay with it because they won.
I think the majority of the fan base would feel the way that they feel. I agree with you in that. The majority of the fan base will say Nick Sirianni gave the game away. Cost him the game. But I think they would be wrong. I think they would be wrong, because I think they would be wrong in that instance. I don't think if they call a play that happens not to work. I'm not talking about in that situation.
Sure,
I'm talking about any situation. It's not necessarily the person called the play. It's not the play that was called the reason they didn't get the points.
I agree with that, but that's everything.
Sure. Yes. Yeah,
that's everything. When it works, it's great. The point is when it doesn't work.
Yep. But
and you had other alternatives.
Hmm.
So it's okay for you to say, okay, be aggressive, but it better work if you're being aggressive.
What?
When I can easily just kick the field goal and I got points on the board. Like it's I know that's a safer play, and when it doesn't work, you can't use analytics and numbers to justify it.
But
like that's what is happening.
But in my head, it's not the safer play. In my head, it's
because you
the
convince
riskier
yourself
play.
The other thing.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is, prior to 10 years ago, no one thought that way.
Absolutely.
And football existed for years. Great players, great coaches, won championships, all those things, playing football that way.
Yep.
And it actually still works for coaches in today's game. It still works.
The other way worked for us too, though.
I agree with that. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing. I'm saying is the idea of doing it that way isn't a bad thing. And maybe you wouldn't have as many people questioning him as a coach. That's the other thing. I really do like Nick. And sometimes, you know, when you really like somebody and you don't want to see them get criticized.
Sure.
And
yep.
You're like, dude, just do the simple thing, man.
Yes. So I don't have to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah, so I don't have to deal with this, yep. Man. Just do the simple thing so I don't have to either criticize you or defend you.
Sure.
Just do the simple thing right. And I still believe this. And it's an organizational thing. And your dad brought this up. I believe it was either, I don't know if he brought it up with you, on the Monday night show or with Jack the other night, about him getting the numbers from upstairs.
Yeah.
People calling down to him, telling him these are the percentages.
Yeah, well, that was me. And I said, is that why Big Dom got the headset?
That was there, right.
Yes. To intimidate the analytics.
So I say this to say, with more established coaches, that you may feed them those numbers and they still say, nah, I'm kicking the field goal here.
Oh, sure. I'm sure that happens.
With him, it's more or less, okay, this is what they say I need to do, then this is what I need to do. I don't want Nick to be the reason why they don't win a Super Bowl, man. Because you know it's going to be fire Nick, get him out of here. You know, I actually want Nick to be here, man.
I want Nick to be the reason they do win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yes.
I can take that, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can be the reason they win by doing the simple things. Yeah. It's when you try to be too cute. I'm telling you.
All right.
So we got Dan Campbell.
215-592-9494.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
You think he should have gone for a touchdown in the Super Bowl or kicked the field goal?
Well, right. In retrospect,
right.
You kicked the field goal.
No,
you go for the touchdown. Right. You go for the touchdown.
Yeah, because now you're giving the ball back to Patrick Mahomes
to decide. Right. You don't want the ball in his hands to decide the Super Bowl.
Your
faith. Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. 215-592-9494. Should Sirianni and the Eagles double down?
Part of me is like, Nick, listen to me.
Mostly because you're going to have to defend.
Yeah, I'm like, listen to me.
Well, I can feel that with you, by the way, watching the game, just going,
oh God.
I'm going to have to talk about this tomorrow. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Hey, man, you only go for it when you got Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes on the other side. That's the only time you go for it. Other than that, you kick the field goal.
Listen, Shut his hole!
Ike is right as usual. I got to put this point out here real quick. Just real quick. My man, you know, Ike, my man, he always doing it. But I got to talk to the Grinch and Scrooge real quick. You know, y'all, karma is real. Like, y'all sit up here. Y'all call Jalen Hurts, despite you to say he's the 16th, 17th best quarterback. Jack say noodle arm and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I've been preaching equality for you. If you're a fan of the team, I get it. You ain't got a letter, man. You can say, hey, I think he should play better, but y'all don't got to pile on and have that sharp tongue like y'all be having.
You're talking to Jack here, not me. I don't have a sharp tongue.
What sharp tongue? Is,
well, with Jalen.
That first round exit for them Phillies. Them 1-7 Sixers.
Karma's
real.
But, bro, you're a fraud Laker fan in Ohio. What are we talking
just like
about?
LeBron.
Yeah, who would ever do that?
There's so many frauds from Ohio.
Let me talk real quick. I'm a Kobe fan, just like Ike.
That's right.
You got Lakers in your bio, bro.
Just like Ike. Yeah, because I ain't going to change up teams. Like
Ike ditched them.
I'm catching strays.
Y'all always going to give them. Ike from Ohio, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Don't do that.
They've accepted my flaws, though. They've already accepted that, yeah.
I say that to say, Corey, that you are, and I want to create a slight division between me and Jack here.
We are aligned, brother.
No. In one thing, whereas you, Corey, don't have an emotional connection to the Sixers or the Phillies,
right.
But you do with the Eagles,
right.
And Jack has this weird
emotional connection with the Phillies.
Okay. Just let me
root for everybody.
But so do I.
Right.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. I'm like, I don't want the Eagles to fail at the expense of the Sixers succeeding. Whereas Jack, currently, it may be argued that he wants the Eagles to fail at the expense of the Phillies. I'm having a hard time. Yes.
Y'all come, like, you can criticize everybody. Like, if you play bad, you deserve criticism. Like, when y'all be coming at Hurts, y'all come sharp. Like, come see, you ain't say he was the 16th best quarterback in the league. Don't say you ain't say that.
No, I do. I think he's mid-pack. I do. What do you want me to say? Do you want me to lie to you? That's not. But that's not sharp tongue. That's just how I feel.
That's your opinion. Yeah.
I'm not trying to. I'm not. Sharp tongue would say he's bottom third, just to make a point. I'm not trying to make a point.
You feel that. You know.
Can I be honest with you? Let's take a guy that you would. I would rather have Kirk Cousins be the quarterback than Jalen Hurts. I think he would give them a better chance to win.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just saying, you know, 1-7, you know, supposed to be a
But that's what you're doing. They're 1-6, but that's what you're doing. And by the way, Lakers aren't looking that great right now either.
They're
so
garbage. I would tell you that.
Okay. All right, so Corey.
Let's get on to Nick Sirianni. Look,
it's the longest phone call of all time.
Yeah, but bro, what do you want him to do?
Kiss my ass. Sirianni just got to be smart, man. Like, you can't.
Oh, hit the breaking news sounder.
Yeah.
Pretty much like I said, like the other night, Ty Bowles, he should have went for two. Like, just go for two in right situations. Like, you don't got to go up two when the other team got zero.
But the right situation is when the data tells you the right situation is the right situation.
Hogwash.
I don't know what the data say. All I know is, like,
by the way,
like,
none of us know what that data says.
They just
keep it close to vest.
Yeah. We tried. I tried asking Brandon. I tried asking Jordan. Nobody will tell me.
Football been playing for 100 years. Andy Reid, Belichick, them dudes win all the time. They don't be doing all that goofy stuff.
So, yeah, I don't see Andy do a lot of this. Yeah, I don't see Andy do a lot of that.
I want to be like a winner.
Well,
so whatever you got to do to win, I will be studying Andy Reid after every game. Nick Sirianni, you watch tape on other teams, watch tape on Andy Reid.
Well, maybe when you have a real quarterback, you don't have to maximize every single possession.
That's the sharp tongue right there.
All I know is the quarterback that he got, that's the highest winning percentage in the NFL. So you can say all that.
Call Corey.
Yeah. I love Corey. That was a long call. It took him 4 minutes to get to the
yes, to the Knicks, though.
He was done, and he goes, all right, let me get to Nick Sirianni. He's like, whoa. Jack, what's your stupid opinion on this whole thing?
You just can listen. I know, Spike, you didn't play sports at a high level.
I did.
Neither did Ike and I.
You did not play sports at a high level.
I'm one of four scholarship athletes. Scholarship.
How'd that go when you got that scholarship?
I willfully gave it up.
Okay.
Because I'm a team guy.
What was your ERA?
It's like 9-something.
Okay, all right.
9-something. Yeah. You never bring up my caper 9?
Yeah, okay.
Talk about my 53 straight perfect books.
Okay.
At some point, you got to just use your gut. And, you know, we all talk... Your face is just sitting in there.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to bring up, all right? In all seriousness, because we're a serious sports show.
Get serious in there.
Yeah.
We all talk about Dan Campbell. Oh, he's a riverboat gambler. But all he does, he just goes for it all the time. They are 15th this year in going for it on fourth down, where the Eagles are still top five. He's adjusted. It cost his team the NFC Championship.
Because they have a better offense than we do. Because we have a limited number of opportunities to score points, and we have to maximize them. We have an offense that takes 100 years to move the ball down the field and 75 plays. And because of that, because we're getting yards at 5 plays a clip, we have to maximize every time we're down the field. There's a reason Detroit is scoring 50 points, and we're not. So that's it. Okay. Coming up next.
You know he's going to cost him a playoff game. You just know it.
And that's what I'm seeing.
You know
that's
he's going
what
to do
I'm
it.
Hoping does not happen.
Because he's like a blackjack player that keeps saying,
cost us the Super Bowl by not being aggressive.
Because he hasn't had a feel for the game. That's why
he should just go for the numbers.
He doesn't have a feel. That's the biggest issue.
Well, then you want him to use his gut, and you say he has a bad gut.
He's got a bad about everything.
All right,
okay?
All right, enough out of you. That's not what we're doing. Ike, more bad news for the Sixers, which we'll talk about next. It seems like...
We don't want no more bad news, man.
We're going to have to talk about some more bad news. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.